Okay, so I hear you like books.
Why, yes, I do.
That's right. When I was your age, television was called books. And this is a special book.
Because when you read a book as a child, it becomes part of your identity in a way that no other reading in your whole life does, and I have gotten carried away.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
Are you seeing the books? Everything you would want to read is right here. Feel it. Feels good, right? Just smell it. Nothing smells like that.
Welcome, friends, to special episode number 8, Team Friendship Discusses Disney's A Wrinkle in Time. This is me, Leah, and I am joined with my fellow podcasters, Lauren.
Hello, friends.
And Mandalay.
What up, friends?
We recently were able to go see Disney's Wrinkle in Time in the theaters.
Official podcast business.
Yes. And since it was one of our Newbery books that we discussed, we thought we'd do a special episode and just kind of share what we've been thinking and reading and hearing and...
And such. Yes. So what, Leah, are your overall thoughts on the film?
So if any of you will hearken back to our episode on Wrinkle in Time, my pet peeve, and our biggest fan says he remembers me talking about this a lot in that episode, my pet peeve was the daddy issue. Mm-hmm. Were the daddy issues? I don't know. That kept occurring at the end. Mm-hmm.
Meg.
Oh, her name just flew out of my head. So when Meg kept getting frustrated with her father that he wasn't helping and wasn't who she wanted him to be, mm-hmm. and she just kept having all these meltdowns, all of that is wiped away.
Mm-hmm. The movie doesn't really do any of that, yeah.
So that was my highlight of the movie.
Maybe that's why I didn't like it.
You liked the daddy issues?
I wouldn't say that I liked them. I don't know. The movie just didn't... Like, I liked the movie, but it didn't, like, wow me, you know?
What could have wowed you?
I don't know. That's the thing, is when it was over...
You're not
like,
sure
I
why you didn't like it? You
I just couldn't figure like it. It out. I don't know.
Is there anything specific that you didn't
like? Maybe it felt too choppy to me, maybe?
Well, I feel like it would have to be, though.
You know, yes, I know, and that's the thing. That's the difference between reading and watching.
Yeah, Lauren. I was like you. The end of the movie came, and I was just like, well, I mean, they got the story right. I mean, it was the book and in film version. But yeah, something fell flat with me. I don't know what it is. Well, I haven't figured it out.
Received really bad reviews. Maybe like, we should film review-wise, really? It's received bad reviews.
I think I need to see it again. I want to see it again. I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, so did I.
I thought everyone in it did a very good job. Like, I loved the Mrs. W's. Like, I loved all of them.
Yeah,
I loved
their adorable portrayal.
I thought Meg was great. I mean, I was worried that they were going to make her stronger... More toward the beginning, instead of following the plot of the book where she, you know, gets stronger toward the end. And, you know, she has to learn a lesson. And, I mean, I thought they did that beautifully. And I loved all the science, like, and physics stuff in it. I thought that was super cool. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in the book that when you read it, you picture it a certain way in your head. And then when you see how they portrayed it on film, right. It's like, that's not how I pictured it, but it's not wrong. It. Like, right. It's not wrong how they did it. In fact, it's probably better how they did it than how I pictured it in my head, but...
And I was thinking that as I was watching it, that maybe partially my issue was that, you know, you're trying to see it in the movie now and get away from what you imagine. Yeah, yeah.
I think in the scene in the big white room...
Yeah.
I think that really felt, I don't know, disappointing to me.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that should have been a huge like, culmination of everything.
Yeah,
that
wasn't just how I pictured it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that scene fell flat. Which, it was cool, all the science and physics stuff that she was doing. But I don't know.
Also, there was so much buildup for this movie because of who was in it.
Right.
Because of who was directing it. It had a lot of buildup. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's probably a lot of people that didn't read the book.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
And were expecting something totally different. Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing I was thinking, is that for someone who hasn't read the book, I feel like they may not have totally understood what was going on.
And may have...
The
book itself is confusing and frustrating.
Right.
So if you feel that way watching the movie, then they portrayed it accurately.
You're just like, what's happening? So the movie, you're like, what's happening? And I think Meg, I mean, the story is told from her perspective, like, in the book and in the film. And she's kind of that, you know, what's happening? Like, I don't understand. Like, and, you know, so that's, I mean, I think she's there with the audience, you know, like.
So on Rotten Tomatoes... has a 40%. Is that bad?
I don't know.
Yes, that's
bad. The audience score is 34%.
That's really bad.
Does that give those websites, do they give like...
They give, well, yeah.
So here's the critic consensus is, here, I will read it from the website. A Wrinkle in Time is visually gorgeous.
It was very pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Big hearted. Yes. I definitely felt the same emotion of her love for Charles Wallace and all of that. And occasionally quite moving. Unfortunately, it's also wildly ambitious to a fault, which I think has a lot to do with the hype that came with it. And often less than the sum of its classic parts. I don't really know what they mean by that, but...
So less than a sum of the book?
Probably.
Probably. On IMDb, it has 2 stars, 4.2 out of 10.
Yikes. That's not
good. It's not doing well.
It's really bad that, because usually on Rotten Tomatoes, like, the critic score is whatever, awful.
Yeah.
And then the audience score is like, oh, we loved it. So the fact that both scores are terrible is not good.
And they don't do the part where they go to that planet with the ant beast.
Oh, right.
They don't do that part. And I'm sure maybe they cut it, or they didn't explore that for time or whatever, but to me that was a very important part in the book because Meg learns a lot of lessons and she is mad at her dad, I think understandably, for leaving Charles Wallace behind, but she, I mean, there's, I don't know, to me it was a very important part of the book, and it's unfortunate that they didn't put that in the movie.
I think choppy is a bad word. I think rushed is a better word.
Yeah.
I felt that it was rushed.
Yeah, and we needed more time in each of those places. Because
I feel like Disney took it and was making a kids movie, which are generally like, what, hour and a half, 2 hours? Yeah. And I feel like it would have benefited from some more time.
Yeah. I agree with you there. It did feel rushed. Like Kamazots, when you get to Kamazots in the book... Like, I mean, they explore that a lot, and it's just, like, everyone's doing the same thing, and they touch on that. I mean, that classic scene of all the kids bouncing the balls, like, that's probably one of the most iconic scenes.
But didn't
one
of the kids drop the ball or something?
And yeah, and they didn't take, that
I was
wasn't
waiting
there.
For that.
Yeah, one of the kids isn't bouncing the balls. In the book, one of the kids doesn't bounce the balls at the same time, and they, like, take him and put him in a room. Like, they don't show that. I don't know. It's just... So there were a few things that I don't know why they took out. I'm sure they have their reasons, but...
I think I probably like this movie a lot because... Not a lot. That's strong language. I enjoyed the movie because I was not a huge fan of the book. And I felt like we got through everything really quickly. I really... It was visually... Very pleasant for me.
It was.
That was my favorite thing.
Yeah, it was
movie,
good
really.
For the eyes. Mm-hmm. I liked the happy medium, which in the book is a woman. I don't know why they chose to make it a male.
I liked Zach Galifianakis.
He did a really good job. It was. I liked that.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Yeah, that was good. And maybe they just needed some. I mean, but there's female comedic actresses out there. I don't know. I don't know.
Just needed a male for the movie.
I guess. I don't know. It was...
Yeah, it's all right. He had a man bun.
He did a good job. I'm not going to say he didn't do a good job just because he was a... I mean, yeah, he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the scene, and I don't know if it was a direct quote from the book. I mean, we read the book last summer, so... I liked the scene where Oprah's character is talking to Meg, like, when they're outside that cave, and... You know, she's, you know, trying to tell her, like, you're important, like, you're worth something, like, mm-hmm. you know, think of all the things that had to happen to come to you. And it's just such a profound thing, but it also mm-hmm. is very mm-hmm. Sweet and, you know, just, mm-hmm. it was, you know, I think there's a lot of kids out there that need to hear that from someone, like, mm-hmm. you are special, mm-hmm. you know, so.
But it helps. To kind of put things into perspective, because you see a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do you think, wow, yes, it's taken a lot for this moment to happen, but mm-hmm. also you're part of a bigger story. So what you do now is going to carry forward.
It's going to affect, someone else's, a lot of other people's futures.
It gives you some accountability that it's not all about me.
Yeah.
There's more people involved. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Look at you guys.
So I think we could also maybe address the Christian side of this.
Yeah, for sure.
Since we've had some interaction with
that. The reason why the book is banned.
Well, there's... the Gospel Coalition came out with an article, as they always do when... Sorry. It's one of my pet peeves. Like, I love the Gospel Coalition, but sometimes I think they just need to not write articles about everything. And it just seems like they do. Like, any movie that comes out, there's an article about it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, just... Just leave it. Can we just not enjoy movies for entertainment purposes? Like, why do we always have to learn a lesson? But, which, whatever. But anyway, so this article came out, and the lady that wrote it, like, she was very, I mean, she's upset the whole time because they took out all the quotes from the Bible. They don't mention Jesus, and she was just upset about that. Like, they've taken Jesus out of the story. And
I don't feel like they really mentioned any other...
They mention him in a list of good, religious. Strong men. That,
they
mention like,
in
made
the
a
movie.
Difference.
They mention like Gandhi and but they mention more modern.
Yeah, it was. It's more of a quote by a well-known person.
Yeah.
So in the book, when they mention that, and we've talked about this in the podcast episode where we discussed the book, but the book was banned because it mentioned Jesus mm-hmm. in line with Gandhi and whoever else or Buddha. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Gandhi was one of them.
Christians. Did not like this book when it came out.
Exactly. Because it was either too Christian or it was not Christian
This was not a book that was received well by Christians. So the fact that now we have Christians upset because the movie's different.
I found that highly
entertaining. Yeah. It's ironic. That's what it is.
And they're upset because she mentioned like being one with the universe and all of that. But Madeline Lingle was a universal, she believed in universal salvation. Mm-hmm. Not that that's one with the universe, but. It's not what I'm 100% sure it's not what this Gospel Coalition writer would believe.
No, Madeline Lingle would not
be
part of the Gospel Coalition.
With her point of view in the first place, it's okay if the book or if the movie differs in spirituality from the book.
They're like, oh, they took out all the Christianity.
At the end of the day, it was about the light and the darkness, which if you're a
Christian.
If you're a Christian, you can draw plenty out of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I don't, if you want to learn a lesson, there's a lesson to be learned. Or
that article was not helpful. It was not a helpful
article. I feel like sometimes
article.
There's, like, unnecessary nitpicking.
And then at the end of the article, she's like, but I still saw it with my daughter, and she gives it a 9 out of 10, which is higher than most people are giving it. But I'm just like, what is the point of your article? Like, I didn't understand. Like, it just seemed to me that she was mad about something and decided to write about it and got the Gospel Coalition to...
It doesn't seem like she... I haven't read the article, so I guess it's probably not super fair for me to be saying things. But if that was her point, it seems like she didn't know much about the book in the first place.
Yeah, she said she read the book.
I don't remember
when she read the book, though. I think she read it as an adult. But, yeah, it was still... She was just bashing the movie the whole time. And, like, you know, the classic, this is what's wrong with Hollywood.
I just don't... I mean,
don't expect, do not, I feel like
no
Christians
one was in
need
charge
to stop,
of it. I don't know why you would expect
that. Stop expecting Hollywood to, you just can't. Like,
no.
it just, Yeah, and so it was just, it was frustrating to read because, like, what are you going to do about it? Okay, yes, you have these opinions. What are you going to, you going to do something about this? You going to call Hollywood, like, you're going to call people? Right. Are you going to make a movie? Like,
and the next article will be why it's demonic.
So, yeah, I don't know. But
so, out of 10 stars, what would you give it? We'll start with Lauren because Mandy has a jelly bean in her mouth.
Out of 10 stars, what would I give it? Well, I've, having only seen it once, okay, so let me preface it with that. I've only seen it once. I would like to see it again. I don't know if I'll see it again before it leaves theaters, but I like the acting. I liked that they really follow the plot of the book, which there's been a lot of movies that have been made about books that I really like mm-hmm. that don't do that, and it upsets me. I mean, we've talked.
Yes, we've talked Percy about Jackson.
Looking at you, Percy.
It's upsetting. So I love that they did that. I wasn't sitting there the whole time going, "Well, that's not how it happened," you know. Like, and I've grown up a lot since Percy Jackson, and I know, like, you're not going to do the same thing in a movie that's in the book. Like, it, mm-hmm. you just can't.
Right.
And it's okay. And, yeah, it was very beautiful. It was pretty. But, yeah, something fell flat for me. So I guess I would give it a 7 out of 10. A solid 7.
Solid
whatever 7. That's supposed to mean.
Mandy.
Visually and talent, I would give it a 10. Story and whatever that was that we can't figure out.
It was too rushed.
Too rushed. I give it a weak 7.
A weak? So I give it a solid 7, and Mandy's a weak 7.
Yes.
All right. Well, I, for me, because they took out the part I didn't like in the book, I think I might give it an 8.
Whoa.
I also really liked the costumes and the makeup and the hair, yes. which is probably really yeah, girly.
I give all that a 10, but something was gone.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I got the same feelings I got when I read the book, so we'll give that an 8. For making a book into a movie, I would say an 8.
Yeah. And I guess part of it for me was when I read the book, I was reminded so much of Doctor Who. And I've been watching a lot of Doctor Who lately. I've been catching up. And they just do so many amazing things in Doctor Who. And when they go to those different worlds, and they do it in an hour, like you're at this in this mm-hmm. world for an hour,
mm-hmm.
and you get sucked into the story. And that's how the book made me feel when we went to all these different places. It's like, right. yes, it's different. And
that's what it was. I didn't
feel that.
Rushed,
didn't spend
choppy.
Enough time there.
I mean, there's got to be a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's unfortunate, too, because
yeah, because there's more books, and so if this movie, you know, doesn't do well, we're not going to get any more.
No.
Thanks, Disney.
I don't think they're going to give them another chance with ratings like they've been getting.
Nope.
I don't know how financially
it's done. I mean, I've only read the second book, and how many books are there? 5?
Yes, I believe there are 5.
I did not like the second book, so if they make that into a movie, it's not going to... I mean, they'd have to do a lot to make that into a movie. Maybe they would combine a few books. But yeah, it's... Yeah.
Still, it's sad. Because, it like, especially sad. For, like the little girl actress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this could have been something big for her. This could have been her Harry Potter. Could've good been. Job, Disney.
Man, she did a good job.
She did. Yeah. She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I love her hair.
I love her hair, too.
The whole time I was like, I wish I could have hair like
I know.
That. But if I didn't like that,
I thought
just
all
like
the kids they got
Shirley Temple.
Were just, they portrayed those characters, in my opinion, perfectly.
Charles Wallace.
Charles Wallace was great.
I loved him as much in the movie as I did in the book.
Like, he was great.
He was adorable.
So.
And he did a very good job at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
that kid terrified me.
I know.
Like, he could do some horror films
right.
with that acting.
He's going to have some jobs in his future.
Yeah.
I mean, big thing, the biggest thing that I think the movie does is they take out the brothers, like Charles Wallace and Meg have brothers, like, Because Meg's the oldest, and then in between them, there's, like, twins.
Yeah, I thought was thinking that when I was watching it. I was like, I thought they had
but they some, have,
more
like,
siblings.
In the first and second book, they have, there's no reason for them to be there. So I guess, I'm assuming that's why they're like, these characters have nothing to do with the story.
And they don't go with them on
like, they don't care that their dad's been missing. Yeah. They do find in school, like, because there's, I mean, they're smart, like, and Meg's smart, but she acts out. Like, they just, they're just like, yeah, we're, which to me, though, like, it's kind of important because, like, you know, we all discussed that in the book, at least, the enemy is conformity. And I don't know if that was really the case in the movie. In the movie, it was more like jealousy and, I don't know, hatred for other people. I didn't really get that in the movie, that conformity was
Well, kind of, at the end, when they made, like, the perfect version of her.
Yeah, I guess
that is sort of conformity, because that's, you know, when you're in high school, that's what you're trying to conform to the whole time.
Trying to be popular. But that's what the brothers do. They're just like, yeah, we're just fitting in. We're just going with it, you know.
But I don't think anyone who didn't read the book would make that connection watching the movie.
Yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah.
Disappointed, Disney.
I wouldn't say I'm disappointed. I just, something was missing. And like you said, Mandy, I don't really know
You've what lost it your
is.
Heart.
I don't know what it is. Well.
I don't know. Maybe, and you know, maybe part of it is because they are cranking out so much stuff right now. And I know that like not all the same people work on the same movies or whatever, but.
There's different studios.
There's a deadline, so.
Right. And I still feel, I don't know, maybe that's part of it. Maybe you got too much on your plate. Guys, calm down.
Well, guys, do we have anything else to say about Disney's A Wrinkle in Time?
I'm upset.
All right.
With you, Disney.
Thank you for taking out the whiny struggles that annoyed me.
Thank you for making a movie about a Newbery book. All right. Well, guys, it's been real. We'll see you all in another time.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Team Friendship Reads the Newberries. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a positive review. We need reviews so other people will be able to find our podcast. If you're interested in contacting us to share any thoughts you may have, you can email us at teamfriendshippodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at Team Friendship Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook, Team Friendship Reads. You can find us on Twitter at Three Friends Podcast, and our website is teamfriendshippodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening.